Good night, guys. It's been a long time since I haven't made a podcast. So stay tuned. Tonight I'll be talking about 10 things that are true in this life. What I'll be sharing with you all are 10 things that are true in this life. Number one, if you don't love yourself, you will not be able to love others. Number two, not everyone will love you. Three, not everyone will be happy when you succeed. Four, you cannot force someone to love you. Five, a friend is the easiest person to sink you. So a friend is the easiest person to carry you down to your demise. Five, the thing we appreciate in life are the ones we work hard to achieve. So the things we appreciate in life is the one we work hard to achieve. Number six, distinguishing destiny can be delayed, but it cannot be denied. That is, our destiny can be delayed, but it cannot be denied. Number seven, when we put God first, He will never disappoint us. Number eight, you can please everyone. Number nine, we all have our own cross to bear. Number 10, not everyone you should tell or talk to about your plans and success. Not everyone you should talk to about your plans that you want to make and whatever you achieve, because not everyone will give you good advice and not everyone will be happy to see you succeed. But as I go through these 10 things, you know, when I look at some of these things, like the things we appreciate in life are the ones we work so hard for. And that's an example. For example, we grow up with our family in a wealthy family where our parents are rich. And sometimes because our parents are rich, you have a rich parents that can give you anything that you want. So what you do, because it comes so easy when they, for example, send you to school or they buy a new car. When they send you to school, you waste time and you don't take in your lesson, you don't study hard to pass an exam. And for example, another example, because you have rich parents and they bought you a car, they buy a car, you will not take care of the car, you will damage the car, you will not take care to make sure it is working properly. You treat it like anything else that, you know. So what I'm saying, that when we get things that we don't work for in this life, sometimes when we get it because it is, we get it so easily, we don't take care of it, we don't use it wisely, we don't use the opportunity that we get to be successful. But when you are not wealthy, or you don't come from a a wealthy family. I have wealthy parents, and you see them have to work very hard to send you to school, and you see that they work very hard to send you to school. When you see that, you will try to do well in school to please them, so to help your parents to come out of that situation, so that you won't you will push yourself to succeed, and because you know that your parents don't have the money, so they are doing their best to work hard to pay that school fee. So what you'll do when you get you'll go to school, and you see to it that you pass all your exams and do well, so you can get a good education and have a better career that you can help yourself, because you don't want to fall into the same position that your parents are, and you want to make them proud, and you want to help them to better themselves also, so you will appreciate the money that they are spending on you and work hard to do well in school. It's the same thing when you go there and you're working and you save that little money, you every cent, every pay you get, you put aside some money in the bank, and no care what comes, you will put that money one side and save it towards the car or towards whatever material things you want in life. And you will try to, you know, sometimes you will want some things in life, like you want to eat something fancy, or you want to go to the movie with your friends, but because you realize that you want to achieve this car, or you want to buy a car, you want to buy a house, and you don't have the money, and the only way you can get it is from your your savings, by saving it. So you're not gonna go out there and party with your money, you're not gonna out there and just squander your money. You're gonna, because it's so hard to get and you don't have the help to help you to buy that car, you're gonna make the sacrifice to work hard, whether you want to do overtime, but you're gonna work hard. And when you work hard, you'll save that money to buy that car, no matter what get in the way. You will not be distracted, because your focus is on buying a car. And when you work so hard, you sweat and tears, you work hard to buy that car, or buy that home, or whatever material position you want. When you get what you're working hard for, you will learn to appreciate it, and you will take care of it. So that is one that stand out for me. And the next one that stand out for me is, we cannot force people to love us. What I mean, you cannot force people to love you. For example, I see it in many relationships where one party love the other more than the other. For example, you have a couple in a relationship, and maybe they are just starting to get to know each other, but you realize that one person show more love and care than the other, while the other is being selfish and not doesn't think about themselves and what they can get out of this relationship, and they want the other person to show them with love, care, to give them things, but on the other hand, they're not doing the same for the other person in the relationship. So that person that is always giving, they are giving because they want to please the person that they love. They think that by giving, this person doing all that they want, that they can get the favor and the love and attention from that person, not knowing that what money and material things in this life and what we have, you cannot buy love. The person might stay by your side because you are giving them stuff, but that don't mean it's because they are with you. They love you. You understand? They just want the stuff that you can give them. So, but because they don't love you, they don't have it in their hearts to go the extra mile to do the things that you are doing for them. They don't go the extra mile to spend on you, to take you out, to show with love, show you with the other party with love, but they want the other party to show them with love. So that is why I said we cannot force someone to love us. We cannot buy love. Love is unconditionally, and it comes genuinely, and it comes from the heart. So those of the 10 things that I mentioned a while ago is that those stood out for me. Yes, those two stood out for me. So that's a word of advice out there. Thank you all for joining. Have a good night.